Oh, they have. Most definitely. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes have crossed the state line. Although, I don't know, is the Bronx a state unto its own? Probably.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole country, yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it is great to hear that sound again. And it is great to see you again. And it is so wonderful that you brought the whole band here to WFUV.
Well, it's not the whole band. It's the surviving members.
Uh-huh.
We had a culling of the herd last week, and these are the only guys that left.
Okay. Dennis Elsis with Southside Johnny. This is not the first time we have done this. It is the first time, though, in this year, 2010, and it is the first time in honor of a brand new album, Pills and Ammo, a line that actually shows up in this new song that we played, Cross That Line,
mm-hmm.
Pills and Ammo. Would there be a theme continuing?
See, that's why when you title an album, and I always have this debate, it seems like there should be a song that you name the album after, because you got all these great titles, hopefully. But then everybody says, well, is that song the most important song? Then I use a piece of lyric, and it's like, is there some? Everybody's looking for hidden meanings. We needed a title. That's what we got. And I gotten a lot of flack for it, too, and the T-shirt with the gun on it and the bombs. And it's like, you know, there are certain people that really are offended, thankfully, by all of that.
Yes. And of course, now with the internet, nobody reads anything into anything, right?
No.
And can chatter, endlessly chatter about it. Right.
But I like the line. Mm-hmm. I like the idea. I like the more aggressive sound of it. And I'm hoping that all the people that get pissed off are the people that I want to piss off.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you something. When I got a hold of the CD and I popped it in the CD player and I actually just took it in the car and started driving, I said, oh, they're back. You know, I felt to me like the sound that I first fell in love with oh so long ago, that this was a sound that you were returning to. Obviously, with some changes, yeah, intelligently for a new century and a new moment in time. But you have never been afraid to improvise and to go out of the box a little bit. And your last album was clearly a departure.
Yeah, that was a one-off project, though. I mean, it was supposed to be we were going to do a series of them until I got the bill.
We should explain to everybody that Southside's last project was a tribute to Tom Waits and a whole big band concert.
Yeah, 18-piece orchestra and Tom Waits songs and La Bamba arrangements. It was great. I mean, it was an amazing experience, and I was very, very astonished that it came out as mature as it and accomplished as it was. And of course, I can't take any credit for that because I'm neither accomplished or mature. So, but La Bamba did a great job, and Dan did a great job. All these people did a tremendous job of making this huge bed for me to sing to. And of course, Tom wrote these great songs. So it was a great experience. It just was a one-off.
Okay.
Well, sorry. I apologize for it.
I don't think so. A lot of people liked it very much. But you are back to, as I feel, doing what we know you for and doing what most people want to see you do. And you brought some players with you today.
Yes. We have Jeff Kazee, my partner in crime. He and I wrote the songs together, and he's been a big part of the sound. And anything wrong with the record, I would think that we mm-hmm. could park that right on his front steps.
Okay. Sounds good to
me. We have Andy York on guitar on loan from Johnny Mellencamp.
Great player. Good to see
you. And he's been playing with us on stage, and it's like a breath fresh air. He's just so great on stage and so much fun, a lot of energy. If he only knew the songs.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting there.
He keeps going into those Scarecrow songs and that little stuff, and it's really off-putting. And we have the Goose, Tom Siguso, on drums. He's a relatively new addition to the band, and he also has been integral to our fun on stage. He's really been great.
All right. Well, why don't you show us what you got?
All right. We're going to do, what are we going to do? What was the song we just rehearsed? See, you can't remember either.
I know the song. I forgot the title.
Lead Me On.
Jeez.
Musicians. Gotta love them.
Make a blood sport out of making love. get what you want, then you throw it away, just like a spoiled child.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes live on WFUV with a brand new one from their brand new release called Pills and Ammo. That is Lead Me On. Now, I'm looking here inside the CD album. Yeah, well, you know, there are little clues that you do leave for us.
And, spore, we call it.
And you know, disc jockeys, fans, we like having little clues. So after each song, you've written, or at least you've told us that it's for someone. In this case, you wrote Lead Me On for the Glimmers. Would that be the Glimmer Twins? Would that be?
Could be a couple of girls I dated in El Paso many years ago.
Julia,
sisters.
Yeah, the Glimmers.
Those
the
weren't
Glimmer
girls.
Sisters.
By the way.
No, they were.
Oh.
But would it have anything to do with the Glimmer Twins and listening to some Stones records and things
like
that?
Yes, it might have something to do with that.
Okay.
Why do you want to? You want to delineate everything.
No. I just want to explain. That's my job. Your job is to sing. My job is to make it a little more complicated.
Yes, it's true. Jeff and I decided early on we wanted to make a more aggressive album, two guitars. It just seemed to me at the time that everybody was out. This was a year and a half ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And the economy had tanked, and people were out of work and all that stuff. And I just thought, it's time to kick some butt and, you know, rock out and give somebody something to listen to that raises their spirits instead of some introspective thing. But there were other things I wanted to do, too. But I listened to Sticky Fingers and all that stuff. And it just so happened we were listening to Exile on Main Street. This was before we knew that the remastered was coming out. And we kind of took our cue from a lot of that stuff. Some Who, what else were we listening to?
We were listening to Mad Dogs and Leon Russell. You know, to follow up on the Glimmers, what I like about Keith and Nick, obviously, who we're talking about, is I like tough love songs, you know?
I mean, because he doesn't get to do it at home.
Yeah. I have too much of a happy home life, so I have to make up fiction. But no, we liked it. We didn't want an overly sentimental or nostalgic thing,
no,
right?
No.
So we pecked this out fast. The song came really quickly.
I like it. That sounds good. It sounded great live, and it sounds good on the CD and on the radio. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes here in the studio live. Another one live for us, guys?
Yeah.
Your choice?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Let's rock.
Okay. Well, I want to go.
Yeah.
Your foe. Wonder what the hell you bother with me for. If you're looking for trouble, hey baby, I'm the man for you. I will break your heart, I'll surely break mine too. Woke up this morning, baby, look around for my shoes. Didn't find nothing but a half-empty bottle of booze. So I crawled back to bed and drank myself to sleep. So many miles to go, so many promises to keep. Oh, yeah.
nobody ain't but one thing, baby, makes me stay. Just be some other fool here if I go away. And better the devil you know, girl, than the one you don't. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm damned if I will. And I'm damned if I won't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Outside Johnny.
That was, that I was thought good. You would take off, baby.
That was good. So
usually I don't have to ask him.
So we woke up this morning.
Yeah.
We woke up
and watched World Cup.
Yeah, we did. That was amazing. We watched. We had to come here and had to leave at the 87th minute, and the U.S. went through in the 91st minute. So you made us miss the ending of the game.
No.
I'll bet we'll know by the time this airs.
You know.
Oh, you know already. Well,
I
don't tell
off the Grand Central Parkway because we're listening on the radio.
But anyway, I also have to explain to all the listeners out there who are going to email me and put on a message board, I transpose the first and second verse, and I don't care.
Well, isn't ownership something?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
If it's your song.
I'm doing what I do.
Yeah, really.
Artist prerogative.
That's right. I've done it to Tom Waits, Bruce Springsteen, Steve Van Zandt. I don't care. I'll change the lyrics. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no fear of that.
To suit your evil purpose.
That's right.
And it is evil.
The brand new album from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes is called Pills and Ammo. What I always found so interesting is that for me, my introduction to Asbury and to the Stone Pony is because of your band. Because when a lot of people who grew up listening to you or who grew up listening to FM radio, they know the story of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. But for the rest of us, Southside and his friends and his band and his guys were playing around for quite some time. And of course, once Springsteen and the E Street Band hit, attention started to get focused,
right?
You'd exactly. agree, on the Jersey sound. You guys were making music. In fact, you probably were making music before they were, I guess.
No, right? I think we all party started around the same time, mm-hmm. in the 60s, but we'd never have gotten a record contract or anything like that. We would have had to go into New York and hit all the clubs and everything like that. And when I heard that you had to pay them to play there, I swear I'd never do that. So that's what it was like back then. You know, if you wanted to play any of those cool clubs, you had to pay them to play. And it wasn't until Bruce had Born to Run that, you know, it really started, because the first two albums did well, but not that well. But then all of a sudden, these people would come down. I remember the one limo came down with this guy, this flamboyant guy with the champagne and all of his entourage from a record company. And, of course, he hated us. Wow. And he's in this little dive in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and he's sitting there and ordering champagne like the Stone Pony had champagne. It was very funny. And I thought, well, this is never going to work. But fortunately, we got a wacko guy from Cleveland, Steve Popovich. And he said, yeah, I want them. And that was literally, if Bruce hadn't broken, no one would have come to see us.
Did he see you in Cleveland, or did he come to?
No, he came to Stone Pony. He was working at Epic Records, and he and Ron Luxemburg, and they had signed a lot of acts that really were doing well, and then they signed Meatloaf, Us, Boston, and Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And
whatever happened to Michael Jackson?
He's still out there doing, I hear, somewhere in the Saturn, rings of Saturn, I think he's doing the moonwalk.
It was May of 1976, and they were going to have this big introduction party for Southside Johnny and the Jukes. It was going to be combined with a radio broadcast.
Right.
And they were bringing all of us radio people and all the press and everyone. We were like, you know, taking a trip to a foreign land. We were all coming on the bus. And Asbury was still, it hadn't quite gotten to its...
No, it wasn't a dump.
It wasn't down yet.
But it was a honky-tonk town.
It was honky-tonk, and it was fading. But it was a great place to be. And the internet, which we were talking about before, it can be a good thing and a bad thing. But one of the things it's done is there's a tape that's circulating, surprise, surprise, of the promotional film that Epic Records did at that time.
No, I never saw it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm in it, obviously. You're in it because the
so
focus
it's wonderful
is...
because...
Yeah, because we're all in it. Because we're all in it. But it really captures the moment, and it really is an early, I guess, form of a video promotion for why America should embrace this band from New Jersey and the broadcast that night. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes here in the studio live. Another one live for us, guys?
Yeah.
Your choice?
It's nice to be in charge.
Take me up to heaven, oh my God.
Oh, that's two for two. I messed up the lyrics in two of my own songs.
Still sounds great. Southside Johnny, the Asbury Juice.
Would be the damnedest thing.
Yeah, it would be the damnedest thing.
Strange, strange feeling live here in the studios of WFUV. This is Dennis Elsis. Hey, where did you guys do most of the album? Where did you record most of the album?
We did all of the work in Jeff's kid's basement. He's got these two beautiful teen and preteen daughters, and they've got the play stove and the little chairs, and I sit on the little chair, and there's all the doll parts and the board games, and he's got a studio down there, so it's a great place to write rock and roll songs. And then John Bon Jovi, as usual, let us use his studio, and we recorded everything there. And I have to give a shout out to Nico Bolas, who did the mixing down in Nashville. It was night and day. I mean, I can mix, Jeff can mix, but this guy is so great, and he really made it. And mastering with Richard.
Richard Dodd. I mean, he's a master. That's what I meant.
He's a master, and the mastering guy is a master too. A bunch of masters.
Great.
There is a one song though that I hear that you actually did record in your basement, Jeff.
Yeah.
There's the last track on the album is a little bit of a departure on this album. The album is pretty much a rock and blues type of album. The album is definitely up. I mean, you put this on and you are moving for 11 tracks. And then track 12, which is the last one, just kind of, I guess maybe the line in there about, I was listening to your voice on an old vinyl record. And maybe I'm just partial to old vinyl records.
You and me both. Pal.
But I heard that line, it grabbed me. Right. And then I just, it never stopped. And again, I won't ask you too many more questions. We can just play the song. But there is in that little thing where you write for so-and-so, this one is for Stephen and Stephanie John. Any other intro for this particular song called Thank You?
No, it's just one of those things that came out for some reason. And it's Stephen is obvious. Stephanie John is a girl I knew, is really the first girl I ever really fell madly in love with. I think I was 13 years old or something like that. She lived a half block away from me, and we used to play out in the street, hit the bat and all that stuff. And she was just so beautiful and sweet. And I don't know, I just, her memory came back to me for this song. And I haven't thought about her in 70 years, 80 years, whatever it's been.
Yeah. You know, we chased this song. We did the demo. And John, I have a great one that no one has ever heard, where Johnny's just doing the first verse. There's no second verse.
No second
verse. So beautiful. And the arrangement came, you know, with it. And then we took it to the studio and we tried to get it. We played some nice things, but we were just chasing it. We could not find it. And then like a day or two before we left to mix, I said, John, we got to listen to the demo. And we did it. And John said, that's it. Because he just didn't want to work anymore. But no, it did. It has
a lot of work.
I think it has a nice quality to it.
The first flush of a lot of songs are the ones that are the most honest sometimes. Because you do tend to refine things past the emotional point. We don't really, because we know we're smart enough not to do that. But there are certain things that come out of you that you say, that's it. And there's no sense, you know, trying to refine it. It is what it is. As they say in sports, everybody says now.
So we give 105% on this.
Thank you from the new album. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes with the new album Pills and Ammo here at WFUV. Album has a great sound to it. It has a big sound to it. How did you create that?
One of the things we wanted to do is bring in two guitars. When we sat down to write this record after listening to the Stones and a lot of other things, you know, the Small Faces and all that stuff, it's just the interplay between the two guitars. And Bobby Bandiera, who's on this record, but who's out now with John Bon Jovi and is not playing with us, is a great studio guitar player. And he can play all the parts, but he tends to play the part and then play the lead and then play the other part. So we wanted to bring in another guitar player. I wanted to bring in somebody else. We talked about G. Smith, Warren Haynes.
And Andy.
And then somebody said Andy York. And I said, who?
Who is that?
And then they all started going, oh, and they all started jumping up and down like little kids. And I said, well, bring him in. Let's try him out. And boom, right off the bat, because it just was that Bobby got it, too. You know, even though it was a little kind of ego thing where I don't know if I want to, I can play all the parts.
But as soon as he and Andy started playing together, they really understood. I mean, they really meshed together. I thought, Andy.
Yeah, we really did listen to each other. It was a really successful pairing, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
it worked out.
We hit it off really great. You know,
you got two.
I walked in the door. You know,
yeah. That's right. You got two guitar players that got the same records. Right?
Yeah. You guys are great.
And they really understand the dynamics of all that Stones, Mick Taylor, and Keith Richards, and all the other guitar players that they've killed over the years.
The fine art of basket weaving, I believe, is what Keith calls it.
But what that does, I mean, that sparked like Sean Paulton, the drummer, and John Conte, the bass. It sparked all these reactions.
Yeah, and
next thing you know.
And we have, with Sean Pelton, who played drums on this before we met Tom, and with John Conte, who's a bass player from New York, I mean, they improvise all the time. They know the songs, and so that's that spark that goes around all the players. They're all playing things that they want to hear that come to them at the moment, just like singing a song that comes to you at the moment. It captures that lightning in a bottle of expression instead of refinement, because let's face it, it's the jukes refinement. That doesn't work.
Refinery.
Yes. How many jukes have there been
over 130? Yeah, we've had guys in for a day. But we've had a lot of people over the years. I mean, it has been 35 years of jukedom, and you know, a lot of them fall by the wayside, and some of them just get tossed out of the bus. That's all. But we've had surrogate jukes. John came on the road with us for a while, so he's under the name Melvin Velvet, John Mojovi.
Wow.
And so he's an ex-juke now.
That's the last time he roomed with anybody, right?
So, you know, it's been a real cast of characters, and fortunately I've blotted most of them out of my memory.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Pills and Ammo is the new album on WFUV. Are you guys ready to rock?
Sure, baby. Where's my maracas?
We're going to come up with an arrangement right on the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or not.
Oh, my God. That looks like a martini shaker.
Wait a minute. You're going to do umbrella drink?
No, I don't need an umbrella if I drink. It just pokes me in the eye every night. Let's try it. I don't know. Do I know these words?
Looking for some satisfaction.